We need a real investigation. I don't think we have one yet.
Yes, it's true. And yes, it is a crime.
Well, thank you, Cleta Mitchell. Thank you for that explanation. Really interesting and kind of appalling.
Thank you,
really.
Tucker.
Cleta Mitchell is somebody with great courage, and she's involved with your litigation and lawsuits and all of this stuff. She literally gave up her whole practice not to get paid. She saw how corrupt it was, how disgusting it was, how dirty it was. And I want to thank you on behalf of everybody in this room and everybody in this country. You are a hell of a lawyer and tough. And that's what we need.
Welcome. I'm Cleta Mitchell, and this is the podcast, Who's Counting? It's all about elections, about election integrity, about what's going on in elections, what things are happening that shouldn't be happening, and what we as citizens can do about it. I wanted to take a moment and discuss with you what happened in Virginia in 2021, because I have recorded interviews with three citizens who were heavily involved in protecting the integrity of this year's Virginia elections. And so I want to tell you a little bit about what happened in Virginia on the election integrity front, and then you will better understand why it's important to listen to these citizens. In the spring of 2021, after many people in Virginia, as elsewhere in the country, saw what had happened in 2020 and felt that there were things that were wrong and that should be corrected in the election process. And in Virginia, it hosts elections in the off years. So this year, in 2021, the entire state assembly, what would be called the House of Representatives in some states, was up for election, as well as the three statewide elected officials, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general. Now, for the election, the Democrats controlled the state assembly, and they also controlled all three of those statewide elected officials. And Virginia has been trending more and more blue in the last several election cycles. So one of the things that happened in the early part of 2021 was that citizens groups began cropping up in different communities, in different locations. Now, one of the things you have to understand in Virginia is that they are not divided by counties everywhere. If you live in the city limits of a particular location, that is the unit of elections. So if I live in Charlottesville, then my election unit is Charlottesville, not Albemarle County, which is where Charlottesville is located. So anyway, it's a little bit confusing. But so we refer to unit chairs and unit general registrar's office. That's what they call the election offices in Virginia. And they're units. They're not county. They're not municipal. They're units. So just so you'll know, when people refer to units in Virginia, that's what they're talking about. And so people began to form election integrity task forces, and this network began to come together of citizens talking to one another in various parts of the country, of the state. And so in late March of 2021, they decided to have a statewide gathering for one day, and they brought experts in from different places to talk about election law and to talk about voter rolls and to talk about what could we do to help influence the election offices to make sure that the elections are, in fact, fair and honest in 2021. And so they went away from that, from there, and then the Virginia Institute for Public Policy, which is a 501c3 state conservative state policy network organization that has for many years hosted coalitions of every kind in Virginia. But the Virginia Institute took the responsibility for creating the platform for hosting weekly conference calls for the leaders of all these various groups in Virginia. And that began in the end of May, first part of June. And more people from around the state began to join these coalitions. And then as they began to conduct training, recruit people to have training sessions, and you'd just be amazed at the number of citizens who showed up on weeknights to training sessions on how to become a poll worker, how to become an election official. And it was taught, interestingly enough, by a woman who's a former member of the Virginia State Election Board, and she is a retired hand surgeon, Dr. Clarabelle Wheeler. And she was for many years a member of the State Board of Elections, and she conducted the training and traveled all over the state to meet with groups of citizens about how to become an election official or a poll watcher. And then in August of 2021, the Conservative Partnership Institute, where I work is, as a senior legal fellow, we sponsored and helped organize, pull together a statewide election integrity summit. And we had nearly 300 people who showed up on a Friday night and a Saturday for training, more training about how to be an election official and a poll worker, training on how to become, how to form a task force on election integrity in your home county, and introducing people to one another so that they could work together, and other important elements of how to begin to have oversight, citizen oversight of election offices. And in Virginia, the Democrat legislature had changed the laws to get rid of voter ID, they get rid of a lot of the historic administrative statutory provisions that protected the integrity of the election. And one of the things that the Democrat legislature adopted was a 47-day period for early voting. And one of the reasons that that's so terrible is that it's impossible, it's very challenging to have election observers, poll watchers, and workers to staff an extended election period. I want us to go think about going back to election day, and the only people who could have to vote by mail are those who simply cannot get to the polls. And maybe you have a week or 10 days of early voting, but certainly 47 days of early voting and all the mail voting, it's too much. It's way too long. And and one of the reasons it's too long is it's because it's very hard to maintain transparency and accountability and oversight when you have that extended period. So we worked very hard at CPI with the people in Virginia, in the Virginia Fair Elections Coalition, to help support them, to help provide training, and as I said, to sponsor that summit, and to help when people on the coalition calls, when the leaders of, say, the Fairfax County Election Integrity Task Force would dial in, and she would say, "We've found this. What do we need to do about this?" And we would be able to communicate about that and say, this is what the law says, this is what you're supposed to do. And then they were able to go do that. And having those citizens engaged was so important to protecting the integrity of the election. And many of the shenanigans that have been historically true in places like Fairfax County just didn't happen the way they have historically happened. So I think it's really important to understand why the Virginia model is something we want to take to other states in 2022. We've targeted some states. I'm going to be talking about that as we go forward. But I wanted to introduce you to three people that I have interviewed, and we're going to have each of them describe what they did, and I want you to understand the importance of it. And one is Christine Brim. She is the chair of the Fairfax County Election Integrity Task Force. Shelley Oberlander, she is the chair of the Loudoun County Election Integrity Task Force. And Ned Jones, who is the Election Integrity Director for the Virginia Project. None of these people are lawyers. None of these people have extensive training. But they knew, they're smart, they're engaged, they're dedicated patriots, and they became engaged and involved, and they were at the election offices. They had people at those election offices. They started attending the election board meetings. And interestingly, when they first started attending the election board meetings, the left-wing groups who always have people at these meetings and have for years, they said, "What are you doing here?" And really tried to make it uncomfortable for our volunteers to be at the election offices. But I want you to understand that I've interviewed a lot of experts and a lot of famous people. To me, these are the real heroes of 2021, and there are many, many more. But I think it's important to understand they're going to explain in their interviews what they did, why it mattered, and what they're continuing to do, because this is not something that you start and then you just go home. We have a lot of ground to cover and make up because the left-wing groups have been involved in the election offices for at least a decade, if not longer. And I want everybody to be sure to go to www.whoscounting.us, and I want you to be sure and download this Citizen's Guide to Election Building an Election Integrity Infrastructure. It is a step-by-step guide that anyone can follow. And it tells what needs to be done at every election office. So I hope that you will enjoy the interviews with Christine Brim and Shelley Oberlander and Ned Jones. To me, they are great Americans, and I hope that we can replicate and create lots more of them across the country going forward so that we can once again begin to have confidence in the integrity of our election. So I hope you will subscribe to this podcast, Who's Counting, and go to our website, www.whoscounting.us. Send the link to your friends and coworkers and others that you know are interested in reclaiming our elections. And I hope you will enjoy and really learn from these three wonderful patriots who I believe are emblematic of many thousands more in Virginia who really helped to save the election process this year. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back with more episodes. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Who's Counting. The Who's Counting podcast is produced by the Conservative Partnership Institute's Election Integrity Network. It is filmed and recorded at CPI Studios in Washington, D.C. Help us grow this show by sharing this episode with a friend, and be sure to subscribe and to give us a good review. We need your word of mouth because big tech can't be trusted and tries to cancel us daily. Help fight back by visiting whoscounting.us and sign up for this podcast, for our newsletter, become part of the Election Integrity Network.